What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we have an audio-visual episode. We bring in a positive, great interview. Talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Before we get into today's episode, we got a live show coming up, April 29th at Hubbly Bubbly, OKC. It's going to be absolutely amazing. 18 enter. We're going to do positive news stories, take a break, come back, talk about an issue.
We are never scared.
We're going to do positive news stories, and then we're going to take a break, come back, and do an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Make sure to follow us on social media, like, share, and subscribe. It helps us out so much. Why are we standing up, Tim?
Because we're thugs, man.
Edit that out, JoJo. Why are we, why are we standing up? Why are we standing up, Tim?
Because we're about to take, we're about to do this challenge, man. And I'm going to be moving around a little bit. I'm sure I am, but I'm ready, man. I'm hyped.
So we're doing ALS today. And there's a pepper challenge going on, so we're going to talk about what ALS is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. So let's get right to it, because I'm trying to get this over with.
All right. Well, ALS was first found in 1869 by a French neurologist by the name of Jean-Martin Charcot, but it wasn't until 1939 that Lou Gehrig, a famous baseball player, brought national and international attention to it. And basically, it ended his career. Now, even today, people are like, oh, you have the Lou Gehrig disease. They don't call it ALS. I mean, now we're shedding a lot of light on it. I know with the ice bucket challenges and stuff they've had over the past couple of years, they've shined a lot of light on ALS.
And what does ALS do to people?
It shuts your body down slowly.
I mean, motor neurons can't reach your brain from your spinal cord. And yeah, it's just progressive degeneration. That basically leads to someone's death eventually. It's not fun. So we're raising an issue on it. Let's want to get right into facts.
We can jump into facts for sure. So based on the U.S. population studies, a little over 6,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with ALS every year. That's basically 15 cases a day.
That's a lot of cases a day.
Absolutely. I know you don't watch TV too much, but on Empire, when the show first came out, the lead character is his last name is Lyon. Lucius Lyon, that's his name, Lucius Lyon. He had ALS at the beginning of the show, and you could kind of see how it shut his body down. And that's just like a nice little visual that I'm bringing up that I'm sure a lot of our followers watch because, you know, other people watch TV, JP. But yeah, so no, you're good. But yeah, for sure. That being said, it's estimated that there are more than 20,000 Americans that have the disease at any given time. According to the ALS Care Database, 60% of the people with ALS in the database are men, and 93% of the patients in the database are Caucasian.
Do you know anyone with ALS?
I do.
We both do.
Yeah, you went to high school with them for sure. Oh, Thomas Johnson. Well, he has ALS. He's actually had it for, I think it's been almost 4 years now. And watching him over the years, looking at his posts, he's always stayed positive, always stayed very motivational and inspiring. And when I see him in public, he went from walking to wheelchair to motorized wheelchair to I don't see him in public anymore now. And you can see how slowly it does to somebody's body. It's not too great. Not too great at all.
Which is since he was young when he got it.
Yes.
Most of the time you get ALS between ages of 40 and 70. And there's been several research studies, past and present, that's saying, you know, possible risk factors. And one of them is military veterans are twice as likely to get it. But we don't know what the cause is right now.
I know 20%, it's more common for men to get it than women as well.
Men are always screwing up.
I mean, kind of think of karma or something. We did an episode recently about that.
Some facts about it. ALS is not contagious. The average life expectancy of a person with ALS is 2 to 5 years. Once it starts, it almost always progresses. It's not really in a straight line of how it progresses. But let's talk about some positive news. Let's talk about the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Okay.
I have some statistics on it.
So a lot of people, remember, we talked about this before, a lot of people thought that it didn't do anything, the Ice Bucket Challenge was pointless, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? So what are the statistics on it?
So ALS-related organizations got $220 million. Just ALS got $100 million from July 29th to August 29th, 2014.
Yeah, and that's whenever it was getting lit. It was all over college campuses. Everybody was doing it.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge YouTube videos in 2014 were 1 billion. And they've been viewed about 10 billion times since. Like, the compilations.
That's awesome. Did you ever do that?
Nah, man. I also wasn't on social media at the time because I didn't have this podcast, so I was just like, didn't see it. What are you talking about if I was?
I did one. I poured some ice on a server I worked with. It was pretty cool.
So would you get ice poured on you?
No. I wasn't about that life.
But, you know, like, the Ice Bucket Challenge did do, like, wonderful things. And basically, it led to funding, led to new genetic findings, to make massive breakthroughs, a lot of like big data. And since then, there's been a couple of them. There's been an Israel developed ALS treatment that reverses motor decline breakthrough that happened just this last October, and major gene therapy happened this January, breakthrough that sparks hope for people suffering with ALS. So all the money did go to positive things, which leads us to the Pepper Challenge, just started basically the end of December 2017. I don't see why that's funny, Tim.
No, go ahead, man. I'm just preparing myself. I apologize.
So, there's a writer. He's a basketball writer named Tom Haverstraw. His mom got diagnosed, so he was like, I'm going to start the ALS Pepper Challenge. You basically take a pepper and you bite into it and you go. What kind of peppers are these, Tim?
We have some habanero peppers.
Oh, lovely. Anyway, basically he did it, and the goal was to raise money for ALS, and they've raised a lot of money. The goal is $1 million. You can go on ALS.net/ALS Pepper Challenge, and they've raised, as of right now, at the end of February, this will come out a few weeks later, they've raised basically $500,000. And the goal is $1 million. They've had Charles Barkley do it, they've had Shaq do it, Jim Rome, Jimmy Kimmel, all kinds of people have done this. But the key thing when you do these challenges is to donate and help out. And I just thought it was probably a really bad idea of mine that this would be a good episode.
I think it's still going to be good, man. I'm ready. Hyped. Angry.
So the typical thing is you call out three people.
Oh, we're going to call them out?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to eat this pepper. But we're going to call out first somebody we interviewed. You know, Under Armour sponsored athlete, Frazier Legesse.
Ross. You better do it too.
I know, man. We need you. Who else are we calling out? We're going to call Sativa Profits. And we're also going to call out at least three people from the Hubbly Bubbly staff. Where we're doing our live show.
Exactly. We're also going to turn out, I'm going to call out this special fourth person. Super.
We apologize. I'm sorry. Let's keep it positive today. So how are we doing this, man? You got the rules. Oh, you got water? I got one right here. I'm golden. Oh, you need two?
Yeah, I need two, man. I'm a punk.
I got faith in you, JP. We're just going to take a bite out of this?
Yeah, that's the goal.
I want everybody to pay attention. Mine is significantly bigger than his.
There's also a small one here for you.
I'm ready.
All right, are we doing this?
Wait, right now?
Yeah.
Like, how big of a bite are we taking? Because I need to know.
You said you're eating all of it, Mr. Tough Guy, whenever we're not recording. This is great audio for everyone that's not watching the visuals. We still appreciate you. All right. 3, 2, 1, Tim.
How much are we taking to my
hand? You're taking the big bite, man.
All right. I'm ready. Teamwork makes the dream work.
3, 2, 1.
I'm good.
You got to swallow, Tim. Captivating audio for everyone listening.
Sorry.
We appreciate that. I just want everyone to know before this started, Tim was talking all the trash. And I'm the one talking. right now. We're good.
I had to focus, man.
Make sure everyone goes and donates. Tim, make sure you go donate tonight. I'm losing my ability to talk. Tim, do you have a quote?
Oh, if you can't handle these, stay out of the kitchen. I'm good.
We'll be back on Monday with more positive news stories. I haven't even got no water. Tim was talking all that trash. You can't stop me. Tim, you gonna come finish it out, man? Come here. Come here.
I'm good. My eyes are watering up, man.
Stay positive.
We out.
Where's all that trash talk at, Tim?
Oh, it's hot.
I even took two bites.
When I bit the...
When I bit the...